With dropping enrollments and less money coming from the state, many school districts across New York are looking into joining forces. That's the case in the Mohawk Valley near Utica, where a school merger is on the ballot on Thursday. Luke Tubia of the New York Reporting Project at Utica College has our report.
On most weekends for nearly a century, cheers like these have been heard in Herkimer, a small town of about 8,000, where the high school football team has been a source of pride for the community. But this might be the last year for the Magicians. On Thursday, voters in Herkimer and its neighboring communities, and longtime sports rivals, Mohawk and Ilion, will decide whether to combine the three small school districts into one. That idea has sparked a passionate debate in these Mohawk Valley towns. Joan Godlewski has lived in Herkimer all her life and is raising her children here.
I'm completely for the merger. I think it's a great opportunity for the kids, and I would be afraid to see what would happen if we don't.
But opponents are nervous about such a drastic change. Dan Dowling of Ilion says there's no turning back.
If it fails, you know, we're stuck with it.
Enrollment has been falling in all three districts. Ilion alone has seen a 20% drop over the past 15 years, and reductions in state aid have forced cuts in athletic and academic programs. A feasibility study conducted over the last year suggests that a merger or centralization of the districts would create more opportunities for students. Ilion Superintendent Cosmo Tangora agrees.
Just by coming together, we provide each other more opportunities in terms of athletic opportunities, college now courses, AP courses. What gets lost is that we're going to lose more opportunities if we don't move in this direction.
To help with the transition, this new district would receive extra state aid totaling more than $70 million over the next 14 years. That would go towards leveling salary differences from the three districts, helping to cover the increased transportation costs, and reinstating programs that have been cut. The problems faced in the Mohawk Valley are not unusual. 24 other districts in New York are considering mergers. Professor William Silke of Lemoyne College began studying mergers back in 1986. He says in addition to fewer students and less aid from the state, school budgets are also hurt by recent state limits on property taxes.
Now the new tax cap on school districts limiting the amount of levy increase that school districts can ask their local community is creating a real fiscal problem for school districts, and they're eating up any reserves they have, and so they're looking for alternatives.
Many opponents of the merger are concerned their taxes will rise. But Silke says that's not what history shows.
We've got hard figures on that. Taxes do go down, and they stay down for an extended period of time in almost every instance.
New York has about 700 school districts, and the state wants to see some of them merge. Chuck Sberla is the Assistant Commissioner for School Operations at the New York State Department of Education. He says that the state uses incentive aid to encourage smaller districts to combine.
We think there could be much greater efficiencies in many areas. There would be increased course offerings for students. When you initially start up, the money is seen as a way to help facilitate it, and it is phased out over time.
But the critical mass that makes more programs possible means a school district that is too big for some parents. In Ilion, Dan Dowling says he'll consider moving his family to a smaller district if the merge goes forward.
If we combine all these schools, where's the focus on just my son? He'll be just one of thousands then, instead of one of a couple hundred.
Other opponents worry what happens when the aid runs out, and about possible job cuts for teachers and staff. But opposition, too, often comes down to the way towns identify with its school and sports teams. That leads to some thorny questions, says Bill Silke.
What's the name of the district going to be? What are the colors going to be of the district? What mascot is it going to have? Believe it or not, some of those issues become, and in almost every study I've done, one district has felt that it's better than another district.
If Herkimer, Mohawk, and Ilion all pass the referendum, the longtime football rivals will be united under a new banner, and Friday nights will look a little different in the Mohawk Valley next fall. For WRVO, I'm Luke Tobia with the New York Reporting Project at Utica College.